Welcome back, gorgeous, powerful, luscious visualizers. It's Jen, the captain of your journey today. Well, actually, co-captain. We're on this journey together. If you are listening to this recording in real time, or if you're here live, I am doing it on January 24th at 9, 2024. At 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So, this experience is going to be working with the energy of the full moon that we will be peaking tomorrow. We are in the cycle of it already. If some of you may actually have done some of my former full moon things with me when I was just getting into offering visualizations during 2020. So we're going to bring in some of that. And that's actually where this theme today, create joy, is coming from. It's coming from the first full moon of this calendar year. And if you are not listening to this in real time, my imagination is that you are simply a being on the journey who is seeking to create a higher baseline of joy, who is wanting to create that internal experience of joy so it shines out. And I want to remind each of you here in this moment that we absolutely can raise our emotional baseline to where we do start to feel things like joy more. So consider that today is just another experience in service of that. And the gift of you getting to be a subscriber is that you can come back to this one over and over and over and over and over again, which is really important for neural pathways. So before we get going here, friends, keep in mind that if you know that you're not going to come back to this over and over and over again, maybe just start noticing something for you to take out of this experience. Keeping it simple, keeping it simple. So just start to notice if you are in the space that's going to work for you to receive this. And if you are on the playback, you have the luxury of hitting pause anytime you want. So just start to notice, are you in a physical space where you can be as distracted as little as possible? Knowing that we're not going for any controlled kind of experience. Sometimes some of us might just be doing this somewhere where there is a lot going on. That's okay. Do you want to put some earbuds in? So that you're just getting to practice listening to my voice, your breath, and stillness when it's not one or the other. Now, being that we are going to be getting into the heart for this one, some of you may intuitively feel called to put yourself into some kind of heart-opening body posture. That said, be very, very attentive to your intuition, because sometimes when we haven't done a practice where we're letting go and releasing, getting in an opener of a heart right away can be a lot. So listen to you. You might not want to open that baby up right away. Maybe you shift into that later. Maybe you do it after we're done with this whole experience. But I want you to notice how you're going to be set up today. Are you seated? Are you lying down? If you know you're going to fall asleep and miss this whole thing, maybe don't do this lying down unless you're clear that sleep is what you actually need in this moment. If you are going to be lying down, notice what might keep you more comfortable. Is there a bolster supporting you anywhere beneath your body? Do you have a blanket anywhere below you or upon you? Do you have a eye shade to close out any light if it's daylight? Do you like to explore a little weight on the body to activate your parasympathetic nervous system? sandbags, weighted blanket, weighted stuffed animal. Just notice how you can set your human up to receive this as deeply as possible in this moment without being attached to how any of it goes. And as you start settling into your seat, to your nest, I want to invite you to take any little movements that might help you settle in more. Maybe you need to shake your hands out. Maybe, excuse me, maybe you need to stretch and then settle back in. Maybe you need to and then settle in. Just notice if there's any way that you can create this experience to be even more comfortable. I want to invite you to notice if we practice this with eyes open or closed. Always go closed if you have the space. It gives your visual processing system a chance to rest and it helps you go deeper. Now, that said, sometimes closing the eyes is just not safe. It's not nurturing, it's not nourishing. So, if you do choose to keep your eyes open, find a focal point where you can just kind of fixate. Maybe you have a candle. Maybe you have a lighted diffuser. Maybe there's twinkle lights. Where can you fix your gaze so that you will be restful? Letting your toes relax as much as they can today. Allowing any control of how the feet are placed or resting go. Let the ankles be soft and just kind of release, letting the feet just be heavy, just kind of hanging out there. Letting the legs, the calf, the thigh, just release and relax into whatever support you have in this moment. Noticing your lower back. Noticing your mid back. Noticing your upper back. Your shoulders. Your neck. Your head. Your arms. Your hands. Your wrists. Inviting the whole body to settle in, not controlling our muscles, just settling in. Knowing that while the body stays right where it's at, we get to bring our mind on a journey. We let go of any and all expectations, and we trust. Calling in any guides that we may work with to make this experience deeper. Transitioned pets, loved ones, angels, whatever your flavor is, just notice if there's any energy to come into the space to support you today. And as always, we imagine that there is a filter in between you, in between I. And if anything I offer in the space does not land, does not resonate, you are not ready, we allow it to go into a shiny, sparkly, iridescent bubble. And that bubble will travel with you. And if and when you need that thing, it'll pop and you'll receive it. And if and when you will never need that thing, the bubble will not travel with you. The bubble will dissolve and go away once it knows. Creating joy beneath the January full moon. So I want you to imagine that you are in a cozy room all by yourself. And it's dark and it's warm. And there's a fire and you can hear the crackling of the fire. And its walls that are windows. And it's a ceiling that are windows. And as you just from your bed, from your seat, and just start kind of looking to the sky, looking above, you notice beautiful falling snow. You notice the bright full moon. As the snow falls flake by flake, you feel it inviting you to let go a little bit more and be light like the snow. It invites peace. Letting all of the snow around you, and you're in a winter wonderland out there. The snow is panked down and it's everywhere. It's panked down on the roads. The banks are as high as your head. It is everywhere. And the snow absorbs any sound, any noise pollution around you. And you feel yourself slipping away into this peaceful, quiet space of serenity. As far as we can in this moment, knowing that some days this is easier and some days it's not. And we're just here to notice, we're just here to be. But you see the flakes falling above you, around you. You hear the fire crackling, you feel it on your skin. And maybe you're even on a nice little feathery faux animal blanket. And the moon is out there, and you just can't help but notice her shining upon you, the first full moon of January. And she says, baby, right now we reset. Right now we purge. Right now, we cleanse the energy of the past year, and you feel the rays of the moon permeating into you. Feel the rays of the moon. And you feel space beginning to open. And you know that to create that joyful future that you are so worthy of, it's going to take some space. And we just notice how we feel about that. Space can be scary, space can be welcoming. And we just notice how we feel about that right now. Knowing that as we dream big, as we imagine a more joyful future over time, because joy is a practice, joy is a process, joy is a way of being we get to try on. That our big game might simply be a joy-filled life. That might be a big game for us. A life that affords us the focus of our own passions, coming from our heart. Imagine the rays of this moon are beaming into you, fun, loving warmth that you can use to call upon, to practice joy, to practice play. Knowing that those serious parts that like to get in there and take us out of joy are not really required for creating. Responsibility, yes. Serious, no. Responsibility, yes. Seriousness, no. Responsibility, yes. Seriousness, no. And maybe noticing how responsibility gives you a structure to joyfully, nourishingly flow in. But seriousness might actually squash your joy. Just notice, friends, just notice. I want you to imagine a time in your life, if it's not now, that you have felt profound joy. I want to imagine you can see it right now. You can feel it right now. Let joy flood through your veins. Feel that joy, whether it's now or a time in the past. Who were you with? What were you doing? What did that joy feel like? What did it make possible for you? What's your breath like when you're joyful? How does your body feel when you're joyful? What kind of thoughts flow through your mind when you're joyful? And now maybe we shift our awareness without judgment, without wrong making, having so much compassion for this human and this soul on this journey as we attempt to get them on the same page for what they each need. Noticing what gets in our way of joy. We all have something, it's okay. So just letting yourself shift out of that big joy and noticing it's still there. It's still there. But maybe noticing some of the stuff that gets in our way. What gets in your way of joy, baby? Just notice it. Is it a circumstance? Is it a stressor? Just notice for you. What gets in your way of joy? So just noticing, we have already created joy in our lives so many times. And we're here to create more of it. Things can get in the way of it if we allow it. And sometimes, even when we are doing our very best to not allow it, we slip. We lose access. We're human. And so we just notice and feel. That joy is a way of being that we get to create more and more of. We stay in a joyful space longer and longer and longer. We get back to a joyful space quicker and quicker. We are creating a trail back to joy. And letting your system feel this is going to be simple. You don't need to add more things to the mix for more joy. Under the full moon, which is always an invitation to release, we want to let some stuff go that's getting in the way of joy. Might be a job, might be a relationship, might just be an attitude or belief that's preventing you from being with the joy already there. Real, true joy comes from simplicity. Let it be simple. See and feel yourself allowing it to be simple. Maybe noticing in your life, what are the simple, regular joys that you can commit to connecting to over and over and over and over to cultivate more joy? Every time we invite ourselves to get present to joy, we increase our ability to get there quicker again. I'm starting to notice that just like the bright moon shines, you have a flame in there that shines too, beauty. Your fire is burning within, the fire is burning in your little fireplace, and the moon is shining above you. And every time you look at that moon for the rest of the year, you feel the invitation to ignite your flame of joy. And you feel her shining down on you with joy. So, loves, I want you to check in and notice what would serve you now. I'm going to keep the space open with me here holding it, whether you're live or on the playback, to support you. And you might just want to lie here in quiet. You might just want to feel the inhale and the exhale of your breath. You might want to keep percolating on something that you've been percolating on. But maybe you want to do a little writing. Maybe something occurred in the space that you want to capture. Maybe you want to start getting present while you're here. And maybe you feel like you can get into a heart opener now. Maybe you let some stuff go and you're there. Notice that too. Maybe you just imagine everything you love to do and you write it down. And maybe you invite yourself to come up with 50 things. And maybe it's not something you do now all fully, knowing that these experiences open your unconscious and your subconscious mind. Maybe it is starting it now. Knowing that that's a living, breathing thing that you get to leave open and you get to add to. And just noticing if you have any parts saying, why write that down? That's ridiculous. You can't do more of that. That's not what you're here for. You're here to just get present to what causes you joy. We're always going to put stuff in the way. Some of us may have the tools to work through that on our own. As always, if you need any support, want any support, know that I am here. Just letting yourself allow yourself just to notice what brings you joy, not how you're going to do more of it or anything like that. This is a way of being we get to cultivate. Moon shining down, snowflakes falling. For the last couple of minutes, I'm going to have the space open. Just allowing yourself to come back to the space that you're in. Maybe you actually do have a fire where you are. Maybe you do have a full moon where you are. Maybe you do have snowflakes where you are. But if you're going to be completing this experience, when I close the space in just a moment, just start getting back into the room you're in. Remembering that what you created here can keep being worked with over and over and over. Just take out one thing that landed that you can keep practicing, knowing that you can come back to this again and again and again and again. Beautiful humans, I celebrate you for where you are on your journey as I invite you to let go of any wrong making for where you're not. You always are exactly where you need to be for your soul and human to get what they need on this journey. I am so grateful to get to be here with you. I am so honored to get to be here with you. Thank you for letting me serve you. And please, please share the link to subscribe with anyone that may want to be here with us so that we can have as many beings as possible sending this out into the universe. And as always, if you are needing a space to integrate any of this, please reach out. If you're local, you can come and see me for classes and events. If you're not local, I've got group, I've got one-on-one. I am here to serve you. So much love and namaste, babies. I'll see you soon.